At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Senator Bernie Sanders will be joining the show in just one moment to talk about Elon Musk, wealth disparity, and the overall path forward from here. But I want to introduce you all to one of the most insidious money schemes currently operating in American and international politics. And that is Elon Musk using his personal wealth to push a coordinated right-wing agenda in the United States, all across Europe, post propaganda on his platform of X, and it's honestly just disgusting. Elon Musk reposted a video from white nationalist Tommy Robinson. And this video is AI-generated slop. One more time, it is fake, it is AI-generated, and it is a slop video that's supposed to imply that white people are treated as guilty and non-white people are treated as, you know, not guilty and are immediately let go by UK police. He's trying to affect politics all across the world, and this is before we factor in him giving $500,000 to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who tried to surgically rig the midterms by redistricting Texas at Donald Trump's behest. He's giving another $5 million to back Vivek Ramaswamy for Ohio governor. He wants, around him, a bunch of figures who can push for his special interests no matter what. Let me play for you this AI-generated video, then we'll bring in Senator Bernie Sanders. This racist slop is what Elon Musk is pushing, and it gets 192,000 likes.
Come with me, baby. Let me touch you. Get the fuck away from her! Go back to your country!
What is this? Why are they trying to imply that white people are treated poorly, and it's all disgusting. Elon Musk is using his wealth to buy off elections, donate $300 million to Trump and the Republican Party, buy Twitter, turn that into X, use X to spread racist propaganda in other countries. It is all very insidious. Let's bring on Senator Bernie Sanders to talk about this. Of course, make sure you drop a like on the video if you appreciate the message and want to help it in the algorithm. I love you all, and peace out.
I trust that everybody who is watching understands that we are living in very strange times. It's never been like this before in America. We have more income and wealth inequality than we've ever had before, characterized, as you've just mentioned, by Elon Musk becoming a trillionaire. You know what that means? What that means is this one man now owns more wealth than the bottom half of American society. In fact, he owns three times more wealth than the bottom half of American society. 60% of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. They're trying to put food on the table, fill up their gas tanks, send their kids to college, pay the rent, pay for healthcare, whatever it may be. It's not just that he's sitting on his money. He's using his money politically as well, correct?
Yep, all yep. Right. He's using it insidiously.
Among other things, because we have a corrupt campaign finance system, which as a result of Citizens United allows billionaires to put unlimited amounts of money into the political process through super PACs, Mr. Musk himself spent $290 million to get Donald Trump elected. You got it?
Got it.
You get one vote. I get one vote. Mr. Musk gets one vote plus the ability to elect through $290 million the president of the United States. And your point is when you have that much money, my God, you can control elections or impact elections, not only all over America, but all over the world. And you're right. He is, through his lies on his social media platform, Twitter, he is supporting right-wing extremists all over the world and propagating his oligarchic friends. So, and in my view, there is no issue more important politically in America than campaign finance reform and getting billionaires out of the political process.
Yep, I agree entirely. So what is your prescription regarding campaign finance reform?
Yeah. I mean, we got to get rid of Citizens United. Whether you are a conservative, a Republican, a moderate, or a progressive, you understand that it is absurd that billionaires are able to buy elections. Short term, what we can do is get super PACs out of the political process. And there are states now trying to do it. That is the short-term solution.
Yep, hopefully they do. When it comes to the midterms that are coming up, Trump's tried to rig it in a few ways via, you know, gerrymandering states extremely. Now, there's speculation that he is going to try to give a speech on Thursday undermining the election results in Georgia and across the country in 2020. How do you react to these types of things, these direct attacks on our
democracy? You know, this is not what America is. You have a president who does not believe in democracy. That's about it. You know, so you had conservative presidents in the past, from Ronald Reagan to George W. Bush to his father. They were conservative Republicans. They represented the rich and the powerful, but they actually believed in the political process and in democracy. This guy does not. This is what an authoritarian is: more and more power for himself so that he and his friends can become richer and richer. He has become $2 billion richer since he is president. His family is doing phenomenally well. That is his goal. So expect, in every way that he can, he will try to undermine elections.
So if Democrats, when Democrats retake Congress, what specific actions do you think we should take to hold administration officials accountable for the alleged corruption that seems to be taking place every single day?
Well, I think that's exactly what we have to do. Talk about ICE. You are aware that just yesterday somebody in Maine was shot again. It is not normal to have a federal military running all over this country shooting people. All right. So we got to get a handle on ICE, among other things. And we do have to hold him accountable in terms of the kleptocracy, making billions of dollars, in terms of using his influence to make sure his friends own media. You're aware that Paramount, his friends at Paramount are now trying to take over CNN, et cetera, et cetera. They took over CBS. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. But more importantly, or equally importantly, it's not just being anti-Trump, Adam. We need an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families, right? That's what we need. Because you can be anti-Trump all you want, and people say, well, you know what? I can't afford health care. I can't afford child care. What are you doing to me? You want to yell about Trump all day long? That's fine. But do something for me. So what should we be doing? I would say that at the top of my list is to the need to address a healthcare system which is now broken and dysfunctional. I want everybody to understand that we are the only major country on earth that does not guarantee healthcare to all people as a human right. That the goal of the American healthcare system is to make huge profits for the insurance companies and the drug companies. That would be at the top of my agenda. Second of all, you got millions of workers today earning starvation wages. The minimum wage here in Washington, if you can believe it, federally, $7.25 an hour. Pretty crazy, right? I worry very much that many of our young people, we're just dealing with student debt. I had a meeting here this afternoon. Millions of people are struggling with outrageous levels of student debt. We are the wealthiest country in the history of the world. We should be making our public colleges, universities tuition-free, do that the same with childcare, and put more money into hiring the best people we can to be our teachers and have the best public school system, public educational system in the world. Those are some of the things I would like to see done. And lastly, to pay for some of these things, we need to tell Mr. Musk, guess what? You're going to start paying your fair share of taxes, a tax on billionaires, which is something that I've proposed.
When you think about the future of the progressive movement, final question here, who do you think will carry on the torch? What candidates, what elected officials should we be looking at right now? Who should people donate to? Who should people be keeping their eye on?
But in the House of Representatives right now, there is probably a dozen really strong, often young, sometimes people of color, progressives. We are making progress, and there are dozens and dozens of great young progressives who I think are going to be carrying the banner into the future.
Yep. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time, Senator Sanders. Let's continue to talk about these issues, push these issues forward, and we'll talk again.
Well, thank you very much for the good work you're doing. Take care.
You as well.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.